AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cisco's 20% quarter beats weak communication equipment breadth as activity pressure thins. Cisco closed the week at $116 after a modest 1.6% gain, keeping a 63-week trend signal intact. But the latest move came on only 0.9x 13-week volume and with market dynamics losing force. Research brief. Cisco Systems remains technically constructive on the weekly read, with the stock 21.4% above its trend line and up 20.1% over 12 weeks. The stronger evidence is relative to its industry, where communication equipment peers are down 6.7% over the same period, and breadth is weak. The caution is participation. Volume was below the 13-week average, activity pressure has faded sharply, and the shares still sit 10.7% below their 52-week high, despite trading at an 83.3% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. Cisco rose 1.6% in the week to 31 July, taking the 4-week gain to 3.3% and the 12-week advance to 20.1%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 63-week active streak. 3. The stock closed 21.4% above its $95.53 trendline and 83.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $63.28. 4. Volume was 111.1 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 121.2 million, and broadly in line with the 52-week average of 107.6 million. 5. Communication equipment remains a difficult industry group, with only 42.5% trend breadth and 25.0% positive market dynamics breadth. Weekly price action remains constructive, but not forceful. Cisco ended the latest completed week at $116, up 1.6%, adding to a 3.3% 4-week gain and a much stronger 20.1% 12-week advance. The longer view is still the main support for the case. Returns are positive across all measured horizons, including 48.9% over 26 weeks and 75.7% over 52 weeks. The stock is well above its $95.53 weekly trendline, a 21.4% premium, and sits at 78.7% of its 52-week range. That keeps the weekly trend signal active, but the close remains 10.7% below the $129.90 high, leaving the recent recovery short of high-water confirmation. Sector and industry context sharpens Cisco's relative evidence. Within U.S. technology, Cisco's 1.6% weekly return lagged the sector average of roughly 2.0%, and its relative rank sits near the middle of the broader peer set. The stronger comparison is over 12 weeks, where Cisco's 20.1% gain is far ahead of the sector's 1.2% average and comes with positive market dynamics and relative strength readings. The industry backdrop is more striking. U.S. communication equipment averaged a 0.4% weekly decline, an 8.7% 4-week drop, and a 6.7% 12-week loss. Breadth is thin, with only 42.5% of peers in active weekly trends, 25.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 47.5% showing positive relative strength. Cisco is therefore acting better than its immediate group, even if Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Zebra Technologies have also produced stronger 12-week peer moves. Market dynamics are positive, but the confirmation bar is rising. The ShareMaestro setup reads as balanced, rather than aggressive. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.03, but it has faded sharply from recent readings, and there is no fresh activity pressure trigger in the latest week. Relative strength is healthier at 26.26, and has improved over the last 4 weeks, which helps explain why the stock remains differentiated within a weak industry group. Volume does not yet confirm a stronger institutional push. The latest week traded 111.1 million shares, below the 13-week average of 121.2 million, and only around the one-year norm of 107.6 million. Earlier strength in May carried much heavier participation, including 215.4 million shares during the 22.4% week of 15 May. So the current advance is constructive, but lighter in proof. Risk is valuation distance, volatility, and a still unfinished retest. The main risk is not that the trend signal has failed, but that the stock is extended versus internal reference levels, while participation has cooled. Cisco trades 83.3% above ShareMaestro fair value, and recent 13-week volatility of 7.0% is running above the 52-week baseline of 4.7%. The risk sheet also flags four recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. The return distribution remains favorable, with 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks over the past year, and an average positive week of 3.7% versus an average loss of 2.5%. What matters next is whether the trend line continues to rise underneath price, whether activity pressure stabilizes after the recent fade, and whether a future advance attracts volume meaningfully above the 13-week baseline. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.